Focus, so.
No, man.
No. Why don't you just come back in 2 weeks?
I'm sure you're very good.
Have you ever considered law school?
I'm sorry. We don't need any of that oobop-a-dop stuff in here.
You know, no hard feelings, okay?
I'm sorry.
No.
Not a chance, dude.
No.
No.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
I don't think so.
Jazz?
Oh, no, 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 no.
We'll call you.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. They say there's always magic in the air. But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter rubs right off and you're nowhere. They say the women treat you fine on Broadway, but looking at them just gives me the blues. 'Cause how you gonna make some time when all you got is one thin dime? One thin dime won't even shine your shoes. They say that I won't last too long on Broadway. Home, they all say, but they're dead wrong. I know they are, 'cause I have earned all of my scars, and I won't quit till I'm a star. I won't quit till I'm a star.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. Music from singer Kurt Elling from his album 1619 Broadway, the Brill Building Project on Broadway. John McClain doing the work on guitar, Lawrence Hobgood on piano, Clark Summers on bass, and Kendrick Scott on drums. Bassist Avery Sharp and his double quartet project before that, from the album I Am My Neighbor's Keeper, we heard The Good Samaritan. Someone born in Georgia and now based in Massachusetts, and that saw him working with a string quartet and a jazz quartet that included pianist Zakai Curtis and drummer Yaron Israel. And the set started with music recorded in September 1958 in New York City, trumpet player Art Farmer. From his album Modern Art, we heard The Touch of Your Lips. Benny Golson on the tenor, Bill Evans on piano, Addison Farmer on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. We'll head into our final set with another new release, this from trumpet player Eric Jacobson, Origin Records putting this out, from the album Heading Home. This is Survival.
driving across the burning desert when I spotted six jet planes leaving six wet vapor trails across the bleak terrain. It was the hexagram of the heavens, the strings of my guitar. It was just a false alarm. The drone of flying engines is a song so wild and blue. It scrambles time and seasons. If it gets through to you, then your life becomes a travelogue, picture postcard charms. Amelia, it was just a false alarm. Into his arms. It was just a false alarm. To the cactus tree motel to sour off the dust, and I slept on strange pillows of my wanderlust. I dreamed of 747s over geometric farms. Thank you.
This week with a new release from Sacramento State jazz professor, saxophonist Greg Johnson, and his group The Naked Truth from their album Medium Band. That was After the Storm. And that's his No Net project, the group The Naked Truth, with some solo work from bassist Curtis Atkins, tenor Tony Peebles, and flugelhorn players Steve Roach and Kyle Athidi. A track from the album Remembrance before that, that saw the late pianist Chick Corea, who passed in 2021, working with banjo player Bella Fleck, the track Impromptu 2, Mock Turtle. Herbie Hancock before that, from his album River, the Joni Letters, we heard Amelia, and that was a project that picked up the Grammy Album of the Year at the 50th Grammy Awards. A number of different vocalists on that project. On the track that we heard, he was working with singer Luciana Souza. And the set started with music from trumpet player Eric Jacobson, music out of the Chicago and New York jazz scenes. From the album Heading Home, we heard Survival, tenor player Jeff Bradfield, pianist Bruce Barth, bassist Dennis Carroll, and drummer George Flotus. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. Otherwise, that's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast on our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are fueled by your support. You make CJSF.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. People across the world are signing up to be online walrus detectives. They're scanning hundreds of thousands of satellite images of the Arctic to find and count the blubbery, tusked animals. Rod Downey is with the nonprofit WWF, which partnered with the British Antarctic Survey to launch the Walrus from Space project. He says walruses are under threat as human activity in the Arctic increases and climate warming melts the sea ice they use for breeding and resting.
Despite being such big, powerful animals, they're really increasingly vulnerable to climate change as the sea ice is literally melting out from beneath them.
To study how warming will affect walruses and take action to protect them, scientists need to know how many walruses there are now and where they live. But the Arctic is vast and remote, and the animals get spooked when people are nearby. So instead of counting them in person, the team asks volunteers to identify them from satellite images. Donnie hopes that this project can help people learn more about the Arctic and feel like they're making a difference.
Having something really practical to do that will contribute towards the science and ultimately contribute towards the conservation of an iconic Arctic species is just a great opportunity.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.